This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Coming up on today's A K and Anonge.
I don't want to die because you didn't taste your own penis.
Hello and welcome to A Gay and Anonge. I'm James Barr. I'm gay and he's Dan Hudson. He's non-gay.
Yes. And we like to start the episodes with a feature I like to call things that non-gays can't say.
So this except, is... except they are saying it, so...
That's true, but they're not saying it elsewhere. This is the key thing.
Oh, really?
They feel unable to say it elsewhere.
Okay.
So they've got in touch with their fellow non-gay.
I get it.
To ask you.
Well, the thing is as well, they don't have a platform.
Yeah.
Like straight non-gay people,
exactly.
They just don't have platforms anymore. So
exactly.
It does make a lot of sense that they would need to use a queer platform to ask these questions. So
exactly.
I'm more than happy to receive, as we all know. And also, I'm happy to receive the question.
Great. This is the question. Is docking a real thing? And if it is, how is it pleasurable? Now, I don't know what this is.
I'm trying to figure that out as well.
Right, you don't know what this is.
I don't think I do. Is it where you put two penises inside each other's foreskin? Like Star Trek?
What would that...
Like, you know, where you create an airlock?
What, like in that, between these two doors, for example?
I guess so. Is that what you mean?
It's not really what I mean. What, I don't quite understand why anybody would want to do that. It's this act, basically. It's this sex act, as you can imagine.
Right.
I mean, everything is, isn't it?
That gay people supposedly do.
Yeah, because it's got to have two dicks.
Okay.
And one...
Well, without getting too woke, I mean, not all people with two dicks are gay, or even men. But please continue.
Well, I guess not, but these people were assigned male at birth.
Right, sure.
Whoever they are. And one of them is stretching his... This is so vile. One of them is stretching...
Sorry, that's very rude if this is someone's kink.
Not...
Yes, it is.
It's not.
That is rude. If this is someone's kink, that's rude.
Yeah, but it's just like stretching foreskin back is so like horrible.
Why?
It just is.
Well, I'm sure it's clean.
Yeah, but anyway, two guys. One guy puts his willy in another man's willy.
Yeah. Okay. So like, it's a foreskin. It's a skin thing. I've never done it. I've slept with a lot of men.
Right.
I've never done that.
Right.
I don't think I would want to. No one's ever asked me to.
Why would you not want to?
Well, I just don't need to. There's plenty of other things you could put it in that would be more pleasurable.
Right.
Like a mouth.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you I don't need to talk, yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about an ear, am I? So I don't know why you would do that. That seems like, to me, that feels like a very non-gay question. It's the sort of thing a straight man would be like, oh, but I do that.
Right.
But that's fun, isn't it? Not really. Just stick it in a mouth. Thanks for docking with our podcast today.
We
appreciate you listening.
Oh, good one.
Thank you. Maybe more things should be called that. Like, you know, putting earphones in. You're sort of docking.
I don't
you?
Really understand why it's called docking.
Because it is like Star Trek.
Surely
you've not seen Star Trek?
No.
Well, it's what you would call two spaceships attaching themselves to each other. Docking.
But surely like docking.
Or like a ship docking in a harbour.
Surely like conventional straight sex is docking, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you're like...
Right. Yeah, you don't need to explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
well,
it is.
I don't know, maybe I do, but yeah.
Well, you probably do, actually, but not the specifics. But yeah, you are sort of docking, aren't you?
Yeah. So
but only if you go all the way in. Do you go all the way in?
What, do I?
Does
I,
one?
I think one does.
Why do you not?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I assume so.
Well, congratulations on docking. If you've ever got a question, do get in touch with Dan, preferably. We're at Gay Non-Gay.
Did you know this rumour that Prince... And some other people, I think, had their ribs removed so that they could perform oral sex.
Isn't that true? I thought that was true.
So I want to say, of course, it's not true. That's ridiculous. And when this meme started flying around, that is what I thought. But then I did have to double check and Google, does that procedure exist so that you can do that?
And well, I know that it exists because a friend of mine has had it for different reasons.
Right. Can we ask him?
I'd rather not. actually, if that's okay.
Why?
I don't know if I want to ask that, because it's quite a personal thing right. to admit to someone that you've had done
right.
for the reason that he's explained. So right. I don't really want to now go, oh, by the way, that...
I feel like if I had my ribs removed, that would be the first question you'd ask me. You'd be like, oh, can you suck your dick
I don't think it would. I'm not right. you. Right. That's not the first... I'd be like, why? Are you okay?
Yeah, but then,
I'd actually have a deep level of concern as right. to why you'd done it. You know Marilyn Monroe did it, apparently.
Did what?
She had her ribs removed, but not because of that, I'd imagine.
That's possibly how one of the rumors started.
I think it was because she wanted to have a different shaped body.
Right.
Which I guess is her call. So yeah, I think Marilyn Monroe had her ribs removed. That I think is factually true, but I don't know if like Prince did it as well.
But it's less about the fact that that procedure happened.
But some guys can do that anyway without having ribs removed.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you met
No, but I've seen it.
Where have you seen it?
Oh, where do you think?
I don't know.
The internet? Have you heard of it? Yeah, have you never seen that on the internet?
What, man sucks his own dick?
Yeah, you should Google that, Dan. Just from a point of, like, from a sort of David Attenborough point of view.
No, I've never seen... Well,
you should definitely look that up. I mean, why would you not? Even just fancy men, like, from a morbid fascination point of view. Like, I've watched straight sex.
So for this to happen, he's either got to have a huge willy or...
Well, yeah, of course.
Or he's just very small.
Probably both, yeah. Check it out.
I will certainly check it out. Is that something you would like to do?
Are you kidding? Yes. Would you not do that?
I don't know. Probably not.
Why would you not do it?
I don't know. I don't think I want anyone's woody in my mouth, including my own, really.
Oh, that is just so... So I hate that so much.
Why?
Sorry to get into that, but like, that's just such a straight problem. Like, what?
It's not really a problem.
What's your issue? You touch it with your hand. What's your issue?
Yeah, but I don't...
No, get a grip. If you expect that to be in anyone else's mouth, then you should be trying it.
Well, maybe I don't...
That's like when my stepmom used to cook, like, meals for us as a kid, but she's a vegetarian, so she'd cook us meat.
Right.
But she'd have no idea what it tasted like.
Right.
And then it could be bloody awful.
Yeah.
And she hasn't tasted it. It's like, don't cook me something that you're not going to try. You might poison me.
Well, she's...
Same with your penis. Well, that's don't give that to me. If you're not going to try it, you might poison me. I don't want to die because you didn't taste your own penis.
That argument doesn't work. Like... Who is this?
It's not an argument. It's my stepmom. It's not an argument. Well, it's just the truth.
I mean, actually, she's part of the solution in that.
I don't care about the specifics of her. Just cook me something vegetarian. That's also fine. But like, you should try what you're serving. No,
not necessarily.
Yes, you should. No, I think if you're expecting a woman or someone else to go anywhere near that, then you should also be prepared to go near it yourself. I saw this show, Embarrassing Bodies, on Channel 4, and all of the straight blokes were like, "Yeah, I'd never try my own."
Yeah.
Whatever. And so. I'm like, why? That's just, what is the word I'm looking for? Hypocritical.
It's not hypocritical.
It is. Is it hypocritical? It is hypocritical.
No,
yes, it is.
Why?
Because you want someone else to do something to you that you wouldn't be willing to do to yourself.
Well.
If you could. That is the definition of a hypocrite.
But no, not really. Like, I don't want to be anywhere near my own arse either, really, with my mouth.
Why?
Because it's horrible. I don't want to be with anyone.
Why don't you make that. It do it up then? If it's horrible,
what do you mean do it?
Give
up?
It a lick of paint. It's I don't not, know. Use a bleach.
It's not a house.
Like make it nicer. It is sort of a house.
Right. Well, anyway.
I mean, it does.
This is all a moot point
you
because
you live in it technically.
This is all a moot point. This is all a moot point because obviously
it's not really a moot point.
It's a really important
point about straight men and their inability to
it's not.
Relax.
I'm very relaxed.
I'd love to speak to a girl and know whether they would do this to themselves as well and whether this argument is the same on the other side for straight women, because obviously I don't know. But like, I guess if a straight woman wouldn't go near her own, then fine. If that's a problem you both have, cool. That's why you dock well together, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't imagine that to be true because I feel like women are really in touch with who they are and their femininity. And that is my main bugbear with some straight men is that they're just not in touch with who they are. I met someone very interesting yesterday. I can't say who it is because they're a celebrity and I don't want to reveal their own story.
Jamie Dornan.
No. I met someone really cool and they told me, and they're public-wise straight, but they had a non-sexual relationship with a man who they called their husband for 5 years because they loved him.
Right.
And they like slept in the same bed, but they never had sex because they don't fancy each other sexually and they're not sexual.
Right.
But they like experienced love and they were in touch with their masculinity, and I just think that is beautiful. And so many straight men are just afraid to just accept that they could have a feeling for another man.
That's not what I'm doing here.
Just a side note.
I'm very in touch with my feelings, and my feelings are I don't want to put my own willy in my own mouth. That's that.
But you're just missing out there.
Well, maybe, but I'll never know, will I, unless I get my ribs removed like Prince allegedly.
I'm just gonna check that now. I've been trying to fact check that for about 20 minutes, but I keep going off on a tangent.
Well, I don't think you can. I think this is obviously nonsense. Anyway, the question is, how on earth did this rumor spread?
Apparently, it's an urban legend.
Yeah, it's an urban, very much an urban legend. Even it's, well, it's also a suburban legend because it was also rife in the area of Soho, which is suburban.
Now, apparently, according to Waterford Whispers News,
right.
I have no idea what that is. They've done an article called "Dispelling the Myth That Prince Had Two Ribs Removed for You Know." So I guess it's not true if we're going to trust the Waterford Whispers News website. What's that rumor about that MP you were telling me about? Is that true?
So, well, there's this MP that carries a... I just can't believe this is true. A friend who works in politics.
Right, okay. So an anonymous friend who works in politics said there's a specific MP that we can't name that carries a bag of... Why?
I don't know whether it's a bag or whether it's like in a lunchbox or whatnot.
You carried that around with you.
And I don't know whether it's plural or whether it's
What? You haven't answered the question. I know you might not know.
Well, I'm getting to that, and I don't know why.
Well, what did your friend say that he thinks that was happening for?
Well, I'm guessing he gets some sort of like enjoyment out of it.
No.
But he must do.
Otherwise, cannot be true.
He must do. Otherwise, why would he do it?
It can't be true, Dan.
Yeah, I sort of on the side.
When this person told you that, were they being serious?
Yeah, it comes up.
Tell me the conversation. Give me the context. Give me more.
It comes up over and over and over again.
Right.
That this person carries a number two around with him. The aide carries it for him.
Okay.
And then like he, you know, gets it out or whatever.
Why?
So that he can like smell it because he enjoys it. So that's just
that's
what
not true.
I'm not saying whether it is or isn't. Like, I do kind of think it probably isn't. I'm just saying it's a rumor that's flying around.
Okay, I've never heard this rumor.
Well,
surely when your friend that used to work in politics told you that, you had follow up questions.
Yeah, I did. He didn't know what they are.
What were the follow up questions?
Like, they were the same ones that you have,
and the answers were
I don't know. I don't think we ever got the answers really.
I'm sorry, but you can't spread a rumor like that and then not explain why you think they're doing it.
I'm not spreading the rumor.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, him. Yeah.
I'm saying you can't say that and then not explain it.
Text him and ask
him. What the hell is that about?
Hang on, let me see.
I do not know this person. I'm nowhere near this.
Let me see if I've got, like, if I type in the MP's name into my phone, would it come up with a chat or whatever?
If Dan isn't here next week, then you know why.
Okay, well, yeah, so I'm in a chat of people who sort of know a little bit of the inside of politics. Not really. Someone has said, back to politics, is it known that X person and X person had a fling? That we're not getting to that. Where's that come from? And then someone else popped in saying, is it the same source as the X person carrying the number two around source?
Right. And then the reply was?
Just laughter.
Okay, so it's probably not true then.
And then someone has said, can someone tell me this story because I don't know it? And I've said, I can't really remember, but it's that he carries number two around with him or something. Although this is me now. Although there's so many logistical questions, I can't really see how.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, I mean,
it's more the why. And listen, I'm not kink shaming, but it's just like, why are you taking it to work? That seems...
I don't know whether it's to work or whether it's, you know, out and about in the constituency or whatever.
Right.
So there you go.
I mean, I know there's some shitty MPs out there, literally.
We don't need to go down
that. I don't want to name anyone, but we know there's a lot of MPs that have done terrible things that have both been called out for it and also haven't.
Yeah.
Also, there's definitely a joke here about the Tories and them being a bit shit. Like, you know,
of course there is, but
we don't need to do that.
We're not.
We don't need to. We're all thinking it. It was in our heads.
We don't need to go to the lowest common denominator.
We've already... Oh, do we not?
No.
That's funny, because we've just spent 20 minutes in chats about... lots of things that I would class as the lowest common denominator.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's libsynads.com.
Welcome back to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Yes.
It's F***ing any aunt.
Yes.
Or what's the other word we've come up with? Dear Queerdry.
If you've got any suggestions for this feature, by the way, for content, but also...
Just the name, right?
Names. Yeah. We'd really need that.
But anyway, we've been enjoying your messages over the last week or so keep them coming. You can email us at gaynongay.com.
Yes.
And we will keep you anonymous.
Yes.
So, here we go. Dear James and Dan, how long is too long before you can ask someone if you're dating? You are asking the wrong two people. I'm pansexual and one of my close friends is bi. Over the last few years, we've been getting a lot closer, gone from big group hangouts to one-on-one lunches and dinners. We've been friends for over 5 years, but have only recently gotten close. The thing is, I'm terrible at reading social cues, and whilst I feel like we've been getting along great, and even at times we have a bit of sexual tension, I have no way of telling whether it's just in my head or mutual. I'm worried that by asking anything directly, it might ruin a budding close friendship. Any advice? This is a bit Heartstopper, actually, isn't it? I don't know if you've seen that, but it's a bit like one of the storylines in Heartstopper, which is kind of beautiful.
I watched a bit of it, but I didn't. We discussed this before. I didn't really like it, so I didn't watch the end of it.
Such a great ally.
Yeah. Anyway, these questions that are coming in are actually quite simple and straightforward. The thing with this situation is you've just got to like flirt with someone else or bring someone else into the equation and see what happens.
That is terrible advice.
No, it's great.
What
advice.
You mean? Make them jealous?
No. I don't mean that. I just mean to see how they react. Say, oh, I'm going on a date with X person, and then see how they react.
I think that's really toxic.
No, it's not. It's not toxic.
It's playing games. It's game playing.
The situation here is already a game, unfortunately.
Not really,
because the no one is saying
that's
out
not
loud.
A game. Well, just say out loud then.
Yeah, but for some reason that's not happening, and that's why they're emailing us.
I think you need to take your own self-validation out and not worry about whether you're rejected, and know that your friendship is gonna continue regardless, because any pitfalls in friendship make the friendship stronger. And if asking how they feel about you doesn't get the right outcome, hopefully that can still strengthen your friendship moving forwards. And if it doesn't, then it's not a good friendship. That's my thought. So if I were you, I would just say, hey, how do you feel about me? Here's how I feel about you.
Yeah.
Is something developing here, or am I just getting the wrong idea?
But it's a tale as old as time that one does not necessarily realize that one is into someone else until someone else enters the arena, and then they get...
I just think that's really, that's so old school and horrible.
It's not old school.
Like, I just old school, like, as in toxic. Like,
no,
it is a bit. It's like, oh, I'm going to... What about the other person you're flirting with? How are they going to feel? You're using them.
You can just rope in a friend.
No. This is not an Oscar winning... You're not acting. What are you doing? Just tell someone how you feel.
Yeah, but for some reason...
Say, oh, I really like you.
To be honest, that is kind of what I would do, but I'm getting the essence from this that this person isn't going to do that. That's why I'm coming with another creative way. There you go.
But I do think that's terrible advice.
I disagree.
I would say just ask them. And if you don't want to do that, then maybe you don't feel comfortable or safe enough with that person to be able to do that. And if that's the truth, then they're not the right person for you. Well, I hope Dan's advice is continuing to be illuminating for everyone listening. Please get in touch with your f***ing aunt questions. Us at gayonongay.com is our email, or you can DM us, which is probably easier, to be fair.
Yeah.
Less spam. Go to our DMs on TikTok or Instagram.
Yes.
We are at gayonongay. Yes. Thanks so much for listening. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and check out our Patreon.
Yes, you can check out our Patreon.
And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Bye.